Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Somebody might pay tens of thousands of dollars at this week's auction of a phone book. It's the 1878 directory from New Haven, Connecticut. Recipients got the numbers of all 50 subscribers. They also got the following instructions on how to use the phone. Begin calls by saying, "Aloha." Keep conversations to 3 minutes. Right. Report anyone using profanity and end the conversation by declaring, "That is all."
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. After talks with President Bush in London today, Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown is announcing plans to send more troops to Afghanistan. That will raise the total of United Kingdom troops there to its highest level. President Bush is wrapping up his tour of Europe today. Later, he'll stop in Northern Ireland and then fly back to Washington tonight. Floodwaters are expected to start receding in Iowa City later today. The Iowa River crested there a bit early and lower than expected. But state officials are warning of problems ahead for towns in southeast Iowa living along the Mississippi River, and that includes Burlington, which is a key railroad hub. Federal disaster officials are helping flood victims in Wisconsin today. Chuck Quirenbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Over the weekend, President Bush declared 5 Wisconsin counties as eligible for federal disaster assistance. FEMA will open its first disaster recovery office in Sauk County in the city of Reedsburg. East and south of there, high waters shut down parts of Interstates 90, 39, and 94 for much of the weekend, causing some backups and lengthy detours. That meant a motorist who gave his name as Mike was going to be late getting home last night on a drive from Milwaukee to Minnesota.
Man, I got a test in the morning. I don't like it at all. It's going to take forever to get home.
A mostly dry week is forecast for Wisconsin, but some rivers are not expected to crest until Wednesday, especially the Rock River in the southern part of the state. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirenbach in Milwaukee.
The NBA Finals will stretch into a sixth game. The Los Angeles Lakers kept their championship hopes alive with a win over the Boston Celtics in Los Angeles. The score 103-98. Celtics now lead the series 3-2. And the U.S. Open Golf Championship resumes at noon Eastern time today with an 18-hole playoff. Tiger Woods birdied the last hole yesterday to tie Rocco Mediate and keep alive his hopes of a 14th major title. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
How many times can Tiger Woods do this? It appears as often as necessary. 45-year-old Rocco Mediate had put himself in position to win his first major title. Playing in the group ahead of Woods and Englishman Lee Westwood, Mediate finished Sunday's final round with a one-stroke lead over both golfers behind him. As Mediate watched on a TV monitor, Westwood and Woods played the final hole. A birdie by either of them would tie Mediate and ensure an 18-hole playoff Monday. Westwood's birdie putt missed, leaving Woods with the final attempt. A day after dazzling golf fans with two pressure-packed long-range putts, Woods curled in a 12-footer. It was another scene of fist-pumping by Woods and delirious fans. Mediate, a jovial chatterbox on the course, smiled and said, "Unbelievable. I knew he'd make it." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. As the Olympic torch relay continues, the planned route through Tibet is now a secret. NPR's Louisa Lim has more.
The Olympic torch was originally supposed to spend 3 days in Tibet. This had outraged rights activists overseas, critical of Beijing's suppression of anti-government protests in Tibetan areas. But now the Tibetan leg of the torch relay has been reduced from 3 days to one and postponed. Organizers attribute the changes to rescheduling required by the Sichuan earthquake. But the exact route and timing still has not been publicized. One newspaper, the Beijing News, quotes a torchbearer as saying the relay will take place in Lhasa this Saturday. Security has been stepped up in the Tibetan capital to rein in potential unrest during a month-long religious festival. Tibet is still closed to foreigners, 4 months after unrest broke out. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
There is massive flooding in southern China today, an area still trying to recover from last month's earthquake. More than 1 million people have been forced to flee their homes due to high waters. The Xinhua News Agency reports 57 people killed, and heavy rains are forecast for the southern region over the next several days. The Tony Awards were handed out in New York last night, and In the Heights, a celebration of Latino life in Upper Manhattan, was named Best Musical. August, Osage County, the tale of a dysfunctional Oklahoma family, took Best Play. But it was a lavish new production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific that garnered the most awards with 7, including Musical Revival. I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from John Lilly and Catherine Moore Lilly, supporting the development of new programming and new media at NPR and its member stations.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580. We have a temperature right now of 66 degrees on Friends Plaza. And out of Willard Airport right now, the temperature is at 64 degrees with a dew point of 60. Wind out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. So rather comfortable air out there this morning. And I think for those of you that would like to see it not quite as humid and maybe a little bit cooler, you're going to enjoy this week. It appears that we're going to have both as